back to the Apex Business Advisors Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Cavanaugh, not joined by Doug Hubler today. Doug and I's schedules just didn't match up this week, so instead of being able to sit down and record as usual due to our various out-of-offices, it just I was here, he wasn't, he was here, I wasn't. We thought that I would let you listen in to. I was invited to be a guest speaker on a friend of mine's webinar that he hosts for his clients on a monthly basis. And there was about 20 to 25 entrepreneurs on a webinar / Zoom call that he asked me to present for about 10 minutes on. And so the topic that I talked about is owner's metrics versus manager metrics. So without further ado, enjoy the owner's metric versus manager's metric. Well, thank you for that warm introduction. It's great to be on with you all today, and I appreciate the invitation. It's great to hear all of your stories. Really impressed with the businesses that have been started and built. So great to hear from entrepreneurs that are in various phases of their entrepreneurial journey. And as Brandon mentioned, I'm Andy Cavanaugh. I'm with Apex Business Advisors. And what Apex does is we help people buy and sell businesses. So from a business owner, an entrepreneur's standpoint is kind of have two options when you're ready to retire or ready to get out of your business. Number one is you just shut it down or you sell the assets off and you go on your way. The other thing you can do is you sell your business to another company or an individual or a private equity company, depending on the size of your business. What we like to do is we like to work with business owners well in advance of them ready to sell their business. And so one thing that I like to share with people is, you know, think about your business that regardless of where you're at in your journey, you're going to sell that business in 5 years. And at the end of that 5 years, you decide, am I going to buy this business back or am I going to sell it on the open market? And the reason why you do that is if you're constantly looking at selling your business, if you're constantly looking and managing your business to what would get me the most value out of this business, if life happens, if something happens that you can no longer own and operate this business, or God forbid you're in an accident, a fatal, is your family and those surviving you, are they in a position where they can sell the business and it's sellable? I can't tell you the number of times that we've had people that 59 years old keeled over of a heart attack and the widow didn't even know the passwords to any of the accounts and business really suffered almost to the point where it was unsellable. So what we try to do is we really try to talk to people about now that you are entrepreneurs, now that you are owning a business, you have to change your mindset. You have to change the way that you think. That's what I'm here today to talk to you about is I want to introduce you to this concept of a manager's metric versus the owner's metric. I think a lot of us as entrepreneurs, we're going to make the mistake of thinking like managers. But the savviest of the entrepreneurs, they're going to start thinking like an owner. Okay, so that's one of my challenges for you today is to shift your mindset from thinking like a manager to thinking like an owner. Because as I heard many people go around and talk about their background, I started at XYZ company and I worked my way up through the ranks and I was a director of this or a senior vice president of this or vice president or manager or whatever it was. And what happened is you're going to fall into the standard that you set of what you were doing at those places. So let's start with how managers think. And then let's start about how a typical manager becomes a manager and, you know, think about, is this your journey? Is this how you did it? So if you think about it, most managers went to high school, did pretty well, went to university, did pretty well, took some business classes, and then they learned the language of management, right? So you went to work for a company after you went to business school and graduated, whether that's with a bachelor in business administration or an MBA or whatever it was that you got, but you learned that language. And then as you're in a manager and you rise through the ranks, you start to manage to certain metrics. So if you think about the typical profit and loss statement of a business and you put the roles as who's responsible for each one of those metrics, sales manager is going to focus on what? Revenue, right? So the operations manager is going to focus on our operating expenses. And then a general manager is going to focus on EBITDA, what's profit of the business. I'm here today to tell you all of those are manager metrics. It's a language of management that we learned in business. And then as we managed and we were held accountable for those numbers, regardless of the role that we were in within those companies, that's what we were managed to. If you were a sales manager, you were managed to your sales number, right? If you're the operating manager, it was those operating expenses, keeping those low. And then if you're the general manager, what's the profit of the company? And then you had to report that up. Why'd you have to do that? You had to do that because that's where your bonus was made, right? So, but what those are is those are really just ingredients into the value of a company. Okay, so when you're in putting your specific ingredient, that's what we're triggering you as. Okay, you hit that, you trigger your bonus. Okay, but the owners are going to understand something different. As an owner, you understand those metrics really are just ingredients to the meal. Think of this like a fine meal, right? So the owner metric is what makes up the meal. Okay, what's the value of your company? So managers are going to manage to those metrics, P&L statements, revenue, net income. Owners focus on the value of their company and not necessarily the individual ingredients that make up the meal. Okay, those ingredients are important. You got to make sure that those ingredients are there. But if you're only focusing on those manager metrics, and I'm going to pick on revenue. If you're only focusing on revenue, you're not growing the value of the company. And let me show you why. Let's talk about value. Okay, I'm going to probably oversimplify a very complex science, but valuation really comes down to one calculation. What's the multiple of your profits that a buyer is willing to pay? So let's take the hypothetical example of a company with, say, $800,000 in pre-tax profit. So the standard multiple on a company this size is about 3.5. Okay, so the value of that company is going to be $2.8 million. Now, the system that we're talking about that we help people with, it'll help you increase the profits of your business. But let's say that you increase your profits by $100,000. Okay, so now our $2.8 million business has now become worth $3.15 million. Okay, $350,000 increase in sales off of $100,000 is pretty good. But what we're talking about today is focusing not on the profit of the business. We're focusing on what increases the multiple of the business. So let's take our same $800,000 example. What if we increase that to 7.1? So if we increased our multiple to 7.1, our $2.8 million business now just jumps to 5.68. And that's because we're talking about these eight drivers. These are the things that a buyer values. Okay, so what if you did both? Okay, so this is where you're really going to win. The value of your company now jumps to almost $6.4 million, 2.3 jump. And it's because you're focusing on the eight drivers that we're talking about that lead to a marketable business. This is what we talk about when we say getting your business ready. Okay, so the owner's metric is the value of your company. Okay, and that's where the savvy entrepreneur, that's where you're going to obsess. Okay, so your friends, your school, your peer, your family probably is going to be like, grow your revenue. Grow your revenue at all costs, right? Because that's how we judge companies. Bigger companies are more important. How many employees do you have? How much revenue do you have? That's the way we judge each other as entrepreneurs. And I'm here to tell you it's misguided. Because the people that focus on the value that they're going to get, they get a whole lot more value by putting their head down, you know, focusing on the thing that they do and doing it better than anybody else. Having an effective operation to your company, having processes in place, having technology in place, having marketing in place, having employees in place, operational processes and procedures documented, good revenue, good clean books, good cash flow. Okay, the eight metrics that we're talking about, those are the things that when you're focusing on those things and getting those right, that's what drives the value. That's what's going to drive this multiple up. Okay, so you do that better than anybody else. And it's at that point when you look up and you sell your company and you're going to benefit from focusing on the value of your business, not just revenue. Okay, and that's really what the owner's metric is. And I really just wanted to make sure that you all knew that. So I promised Brandon I'd keep it under 10, And I did. So I will open it up for questions if anybody has anything. I appreciate the time today and happy to take questions. Well, I hope you enjoyed that special episode of Owner's Metric versus Manager's Metric. I promise Doug will be back next week and we'll be back to our regularly scheduled programming. Until then, just like we do every week, we're going to send you out to the Apex website. That's going to be the place you got to go to get everything you need to know about buying or selling a business. There's buyer resources out there. There's seller resources out there. There's valuation tools, our current listings, these podcasts, blogs, how to get in touch with any of the brokers, all the businesses that we've sold in the past, and of course, our current listings. So if you are looking at buying or selling a business, we got you, fam.